to you and to the reader at the text of document in the red about convening over 5 nuclear power programs dealing with the nuclear design. We are proposing to begin the exchange of opinions with the committee channel about timing, later press conference, if the conference to be present. Procedure as well. General nuclear design as well as partial measures which should lead to this particular point. As for the timing, we are open-minded, but if you the sooner the better. As for the place, we accept the same place. We feel that we don't object if the decision of the majority and the whole participate in you and the advocates of the government. They will be organized and kind of prepared for the committee, which will deal with the preparation of all this content and all the questions which are about transgender questions and so on. My God, I hope that you, Mr. President, will pay your attention to this particular proposal which you can see that you're refusing. And really, you require a positive on this matter because it's a matter of concern for all of us. We present the assumption that the talks we have, so the American talks on the nuclear, they will continue separately and as eagerly as possible on our bilateral basis. And so talks, as we call it, talks we have here in Japan, they will continue separately outside this. So this is at the same time this proposal we will give now, you give a little bit to the president of France, China.
They would look to both the Soviet Union and the United States for leadership.
do you have anything particularly in mind?
Well, I had, let me suggest this, what I had. I think a proposal like this is something that we personally will, of course, consider serious. It goes without saying anything for government presents, we'll get into consideration. Second, I feel that the way that our two governments make the most progress is to frankly have the kind of talks that you and we have had on various subjects. On basically an arrangement where we aren't really trying to hide it from other people, but where you can talk freely, knowing that either side can accept or reject it in due time.
Even the extent of the ideas.
Exactly. In my opinion, and I haven't talked to Mr. about this, but my opinion, with all the other things you're talking about, which are very important, I think we're in. If we various channels, we make some progress, we get on salt and turn this to credit to you. Of course, we had talked prudently, but nevertheless, the way it was done is still a relationship that was first completely confidential and not scattered through the bureaucracy with everybody leaking and reporting to the press and all that sort of thing. And then from there, we had our disagreements, and dotted the I's and crossed the T's, and then the two of you get together and then we in the highest levels agree. The federal government obviously has assignments to you, and you're in the government too, and the bucket y'all are.
Well, in a sense, I don't get what you mean.
You're in a different position than the average ambassador.
That's in the way it is.
Well, I think so. Anyway, it's quite obvious that they belong. Kissinger, of course, has a special relationship. My feeling is that apart from the basically, let's face it, the cosmetics of the five-power discussion, which should go forward. This should be presented to, of course, as the head of the city, but the State Department, and to, and so forth. But apart from that, I would like to suggest, and I'd like both you and Henry to give me your views on it, that possibly in your other discussion, if you might discuss this topic, see whether or not the two powers can play a role, whether we can
play a role in this football.
That's right. Yeah, let's put it this way. The Soviet Union goes one way, we go another. On a subject of this magnitude, there are no comments. Who do we agree with? How does it sound to you, man?
I think that's a very useful position.
In other words, you can, and this is apart from other things that happen. In the meantime, too, I would hope that we not, the only thing I would suggest is that such a thing that should be developed. When we talk about disarmament, if we have as much problems on limitation of armaments, it's difficult. When you talk about disarmament, of course, that is more difficult. And also when you're talking about instead of two, is it having five, that's even more difficult. But so this means, and I'm glad that you emphasize this, a very orderly procedure. I would not think, for example, that it would be helpful. That's why I asked who would be the first. I wouldn't think it would be helpful to say have the foreign minister at all meet. Big grandstanding until you have worked out at a working level what it ought to be.
You know, that's specifically on what levels would be responsible. You didn't have to touch with this open question. But the same for the prepared, it would be through the convention, and the suggestion is that you do not parallel with the department and you will channel the
group. I have to study this text which we just officially got back now.
And the second time will be to a committee about this for the conference itself, who will do that? It's a matter of open discussion.
discussed on what levels. Well, that way this will happen, Mr. Porter, we'll...
I will send this to the state.
To the state, to the state. I think if you and the ambassador should, at an appropriate time, tell you what the other things you were discussing. Perhaps I'll have a chat about this. I mean, except that let's also keep the... Let's keep our discussions going on the other, right now.
How do we now discuss now with Kennedy on this, and in general, with you, and we have Berlin and the guy?
Well, you've got Berlin and the guy, so those two are, it seems to me that those are the ones that are on the fire. And we ought to, I think they should be given equal importance.
We will have to make a formal reply to this, Mr. Kirsten.
We'll prepare a formal reply. But in addition to that, then I think this matter, I think, should... what I'm suggesting is that after we had a chance to read it, so then you had a chance to consider the rest, and you and the editor will talk, and we'll go from there. But that we...
Well, you don't have to...
Yes, I'm feeling this, that we're really in the testing period. When I say the testing period, some people tend to read the speeches made last week, by the Congress or the Speaker of Congressional say, well, this is hard line, this is soft line, et cetera, and none of those things mean anything.
No,
that's right.
Well, how do you do it? Rarely, when they're talking, what they come to talk about,
what do you mean? My view is that what really counts is what we're doing and not what we're saying. You know, we should all be careful also. We're trying to do the truth on our side. But it seems to me, Mr. Ambassador, that we're at that point where if we play a constructive role, that we can make a breakthrough on Berlin and on SALT. If we do that, the whole post-war World War II relationship changes. If we don't do that, it's going to be sticky. I think that's really what it gets down to. And also, if we can move in those two areas, we then open up the way. We walked with it, now we can open up the way for some other areas of discussion. I'm not suggesting that if we don't move these other areas, we will not discuss that. But I think, seemingly, we've moved so far in both of these that we ought to do in both Berlin and Salt. Those are the ones I put very, very high levels. And I think, frankly, if you follow our press and the world press, they're watching them both very closely.
Yes, they do.
Because they know we've been talking. And before our mutual announcement on Salt, many of them said, and nothing's happening. And something happened. Maybe something's far going on. Well, something more.
Never came home.
Well, then when Berlin, I noticed some of the press last week said, nothing's happening, no progress. Well, they don't know what's happening. The point is that we now have an opportunity, it seems to me, on a basis where each serves his own interest. You must serve yours, you must serve our. That's the way it is.
No, it's not.
We want, like Salt, you've got to make a deal that protects your interests, we've got to make one that protects ours, but it can be done. And the same on Berlin, and the same on such a subject as further down the line in VFR and things like that. But I think we have established here a method of discussion that to me is quite satisfactory. I'd like to have it pursued, and if you will pursue it. And the main point is that we've got to remember too that we must want to make progress. We don't want to hurry on anything. You don't. We don't. We now are at the point where where we really should be able to make some agreement of some sort. I mean, we're at that point where on with as many subjects as we've discussed before us, it seems to me meeting, we're not appointed, we should culminate something. And we did culminate one, something of importance. That's going to have a massive effect on world opinion. Now, the seabed's good, but you know, everybody knows that. That's just a start.
Right, the thing now, the other percentage we mentioned, which you feel is necessary for us, in the post,
well,
to concentrate.
Now, for the future?
Well, I already mentioned that Europe.
I think the ambassador is trying to lead you towards the Middle East.
Yeah, well,
Europe would do the very important.
Europe, of course, is going to be a talk. I've just talked to the Chancellor, and I'm sure you got it. But let me say that the Middle East is important. We're aware of that. Here's the problem in the Middle East, which you well know, is the great sensitivity of other powers. They talk about Soviet American condominium in Europe, they also worry very much about there. And yet, but we have to face the fact that Soviet American interests in the Middle East are quite competitive. There's nothing wrong with that. But we are playing here, we both have constituents. He may not be able to control. Now, that is therefore a very dangerous situation. Between the two of us, the United States and the Soviet Union, we're both adults enough, and we're so strong that none of us is going to be doing something wild on our own. On the other hand, the moment that you are dealing with a situation that is very explosive, and somebody else has his finger on the trigger, you on the one hand may have your friends that may feel that they want to draw you, want to get involved in something that you have to be drawn in. And we may have to be drawn in. That is why the Mideast, while I'm not prepared to discuss it at this point, by the Mideast, therefore, is very much in our minds. And at some point, it will require discussion. In our own interest, I mean, because who? What earthly reason, what good is it going to serve the U.S. and the Soviet Union to get involved in something?
Anyway, good to see you.
Thank you very much once again.
Good to
see you.
And if you love me, my wife and I would like to take a beautiful ceremony, beautiful
wife. Oh, yes.
Yeah. The voice of people, if you meet the corporate leader.
It was a very nice ceremony. Sorry we couldn't have a whole diplomatic ceremony.
Good to talk to you, and we'll give this, of course,
okay, for serious consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Goodbye.